recording live in an actual emergency room.
Beep, beep, that's the sound of your life slipping away.
Stat! It's slipping away, stat!
Unless, of course, you download and subscribe to the Pedestrian Podcast right now.
That's right, you can save your life.
And stat!
Stat! Just click subscribe. Stat!
That's right, and like us on Facebook and wherever the fuck.
Stat! Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Pedestrian Podcast. I'm Krish.
This is Hector.
And I'm special guest Sridhar.
Oh, not special guest.
We introduce you
yes.
as a special guest.
We determine who's special.
You're just a guest.
You are just a guest.
You have to show some humility.
Yeah, and you have to earn special.
Yeah.
Mother was wrong.
This is a mini episode?
Could be. We could make it a full episode.
Yeah.
We get to decide when to hit the stop button.
Okay, that's cool.
Because we did record another episode waiting for Hector to arrive.
This is a special episode,
this
right?
A very special episode. This is where we...
This is where I confess what Hector did to me.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not the kind of I thought it was going to be like, you know, like a very special episode. Don't do cocaine.
Those are all in the same
They're
realm
both
of special
very special episodes.
No, I don't like those special episodes. Episodes about how the kind uncle touched someone.
Yeah.
Are you the kind uncle?
No, I'm not.
Are you the kind uncle who gives cocaine, or are you the kind uncle who
I'm
gives
the kind
lifetime
of,
trauma?
I'm the kind of uncle who is appalled by all this.
I realize a lot of our podcasts are veering towards these subjects. First, Jared.
Oh, yeah. Well, are people going to put together the other podcast with this one? Like,
we have 23 subscribers,
yeah.
And one of them is a friend of Hector's.
Yeah. Well, you're right. But they only listen to one episode, and then they quit.
Okay. Each of them comes in on a different episode.
That's right.
Yeah. And none of them review us on iTunes.
Yeah, that's right. Review us on iTunes.
You know, I feel like part of this, like, us talking about our podcast, it's both meta, but it's also very Trumpian. Because, you know, it's like, we're just
talking about
how popular we are.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not actually popular at all. So that's the other Trumpian aspect.
Self-fulfilling. We're self-fulfilling.
Yeah. He's so unpopular, he was elected president of the United
States. Well, he's popular in that sense. What I mean is he has this talk about his inauguration day crowd.
Right.
Yeah. No, I understand what you mean. Yeah.
I hate to be like the guy who's always like talking about how great Trump is.
I think we've mentioned
Trump. I talk more than anybody about how great Trump is.
I think we have talked more about Trump in this podcast than any other topic.
It's huge.
And I think if nothing else, Donald Trump has made this podcast great again.
Oh, God. just to clear things up, we are not, none of us are Trump supporters.
I voted for Hillary.
I
more times than I care to admit. In multiple different elections.
Yeah. Whoa.
What, are you saying you voted for her in the primary in 2008 or something?
Okay. Well, no, I voted for her in the primary in
2012.
And 2012. No one knew this, but Hillary...
Sorry, 2016, I'm sorry.
No one knew this. In 2008, Hillary ran. Oh, wait.
She did. Many people know that.
You messed it up, too.
I am the only one here who's gotten it all correct, including my support for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Ended up
well, we just presented our alternative facts there.
I don't think it was alternative. I think we're just unsure.
Wrong?
We're just wrong.
We can admit to being wrong.
That's how big we are.
All right. I feel like we're mired right now in the same conversation everyone has already heard a million times.
What conversation?
Just talking about Trump. I don't know.
Who's been talking about Trump?
Trump talks about Trump all the time.
Okay. All right. Well, since we're not talking about Trump.
Oh, speaking of Trump. Really like a lot of his...
Go on.
I always do push back on some things that I think people attack Trump over that are nonsense.
Yeah.
But then, of course...
You're like, oh yeah, Trump has good points about the healthcare system.
No, see, that's one of the things that's actually completely reasonable to attack him on. But then people are always...
It's reasonable because it specifically affects you.
Yeah, that's right. I don't like how people talk about how Trump is bad for women or...
right, because you're not a woman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, people, there's two kinds of things that happen that annoy me. But I actually wanted to get away from this. I didn't want to talk about this. But
well, then why are you talking about it?
I don't know. Somehow I got sucked into it. You're right.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing, the power that Trump has?
Yeah. He has. He affects us all.
All right, the two things that annoy me are, one is people going nuts over every little minor thing that is completely meaningless, and I know it's half in jest, but also it's annoying that people do this, like, the stuff about the way Trump likes his steak well done, or the way Kellyanne Conway
was
on
the
couch.
Yeah.
All that stuff is bullshit, and you wouldn't have put up with it if people said that for Obama. You'd be like, what are these idiots doing? So why do people, now that it's Trump in office, attack him?
Do you, okay, so real question here. Do you feel like it's dumb because it's like, well, this is a waste of some sort of like furor. Like, people are going to get tired.
Sorry, say that again?
Like, this is a
waste. Oh, do I think it's dumb because it's a waste of energy? No, I think it's dumb because it's dumb. That's all. I mean, I'm not saying it crowds out other stuff. There is the other thing, though, that I think is sucking up air that I also find foolish. And you can prepare to disagree with me on this, but I think all the
this is 100% Trump episode.
I didn't want this to happen, but I made it happen.
Look, Trump didn't want it to happen. It happened.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted this.
No one wanted this to happen.
But the Russia conspiracy theory stuff, I think, is all completely paranoid Alex Jones style thinking that it's on the level of Vince Foster and all of that stuff that if we weren't on the side that so desperately hoped Trump would be an illegitimately elected candidate that could be easily removed for some kind of treasonous behavior, we wouldn't buy into these flailing conspiracy theories.
Just for our audience, we want to review Schreeder's credentials. as someone who is...
I spent 3 years as head of Trump's campaign.
Well, I want to say, as someone who is currently unemployed, you have... enormous amount of time to search the internet.
Yeah, but I'm not. What does that mean? What's the implication of that?
No, I'm saying you have credibility because
yeah.
You probably read a lot of shit.
Exactly. I got nothing to do but find out the facts,
yep.
Get informed.
Here's
so the thing
basing,
that bothers me.
You're basing the entire thing on one aspect of Schreeder, the fact that he's unemployed,
yeah.
Means he is in the best position to
yes
critique
Schreeder
Trump.
Yes, I mean Schreeder, if I mean were it not for the fact that he does not do anything except
hey even stuff. When I was employed, let me tell you, while I was working for Google, the most prestigious of employers,
oh, we're gonna have to beep that out,
yeah. I remember I was telling everybody, it became like a running joke in the office. I was saying, hey, don't write off Donald Trump. He could easily win the Republican nomination and all of this.
Yeah, and then Michael Moore walked by and heard you.
Oh, yeah, exactly. When he was working for Google, too.
Yeah, right. Well, since we're not talking about Trump.
And we're talking about Michael Moore now.
We're talking about Michael Moore.
Has anyone seen Sicko?
No.
That was one of his documentaries.
That's
aware.
That's an old one, right?
It was an old one before. It was pre Obamacare, pre the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Pre American Health Care Act.
Oh wait, American Health Care Act
isn't it
is
affordable.
Different.
Oh wait. What's American Healthcare? Oh,
that's
the current
one.
One.
That's the new
one.
Republican.
But I thought also there was a thing where it came out that the official name of the bill was going to be the World's Greatest Healthcare Act of 2017.
No.
This is not a joke. Like, this is really the official. Just look it up, I guess.
No, you've looked it up.
No, I have looked it up. I know. I'm saying I can't remember exactly the details, but Trump's bill is going to be called... the World's Greatest Healthcare Act of 2017.
That sounds
like a joke.
No, no, this sounds too much like P.D. Barnum. Like, it's way too much like...
the greatest show on Earth.
Yeah, exactly. Which is what Trump is. Is it,
yeah.
Is it like a
carnival? Well, that's the kind of thing. Exactly.
As we said, we're not talking about Trump anymore.
We are not talking about Trump anymore. We're talking about the circus. Which, by the way, Barnum and Bailey is ending their
yeah.
run.
Did you guys ever see Barnum and Bailey? Like, I remember as a child.
As a child, I went once.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember being all excited about it. And
yeah.
The reason you're excited about it as a kid is because the circus is this old-fashioned thing that you keep seeing.
I hated the circus. I hated the smells.
I know. I'm saying the reality of it doesn't live up to what's in your head.
No, the circus is awful. We all agree the circus is awful, but we all had this assumption that the circus is something that we're supposed to enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was a time when there wasn't all the other entertainment kids have now that's way better. Like every, you know...
laser tag.
Yeah.
Bounce houses.
Laser tag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course the laser tag game is better than the circus.
No, laser tag is terrible as an adult.
No.
But as
a
child,
I'm saying, of course, as a child, it's way better than every circus.
Absolutely.
But I think laser tag is super overrated.
Yeah. Well, did you think that then?
I don't think I enjoyed laser tag.
Ever?
No.
But did
it's
you
like,
always get, you know...
It's like laser tag is like a bad version of regular tag.
Well, laser tag
like,
is like a bad version of Counter-Strike or something, right?
And Counter-Strike
is a terrible game also.
Well, it's a reference that no one knows.
Oh, wait, does nobody know this reference, Counter-Strike?
What is Counter-Strike?
No, I know Counter-Strike.
Yeah,
we,
you don't know
our
Counter-Strike?
Listeners, our 23 listeners know Counter-Strike.
Okay, but for the 24th who doesn't know what Counter-Strike
it's
is...
You're your one
computer
friend.
Computer game.
Friend.
It's just a shooter game.
Yeah,
first-person shooter.
It was based off of Doom or something, right?
It's a mod of Half-Life.
Half-Life,
but it's not based on Half-Life in any way other than it uses engine.
So Counter-Strike is like it's a newer game. It's more recent.
No, it's from
like
2000.
That's
yeah.
Super recent.
Oh, well, in the grand, in the geological scale
yeah.
of things.
I stopped playing video games, and I'm not even talking about computer games, but video games with like Zelda.
What, the original Zelda in like 1987 or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I was 2 years old.
No,
and you were like seven.
Yeah.
Wait, you said 97?
87. I don't know when Zelda came out, but I think probably roughly around 1987.
So you didn't even play Zelda 2, The Adventures of Link.
No, that's a terrible game.
It's very different. Yeah, you didn't play it.
I watched it.
The best game, one of the best games of all time, is the Super Nintendo one, the Link to the Past. That's,
no, I did play that.
Yeah.
Wait. So
okay.
Wait, you played Super Nintendo games?
No. Okay. I'll tell
games.
You. This is a.
Did you play Counter-Strike?
Are you playing
that.
A video
did
game
you play
right
the
now?
Zelda version of Counter-Strike?
I'm playing Counter-Strike right now. No, you know what I did? I played Zelda when I bought a Wii. So
wait,
I bought,
what? Wait, wait, wait.
You have a Wii.
So we've jumped way into the future.
And now you're still playing video games.
But no!
Did you play the new Zelda that came out yesterday?
No, I did not. What I did when I bought the Wii, I downloaded... You know how you can download all old... Like, it has like an emulator for...
Oh, you're saying you didn't play the Wii Zelda. You played the
yeah.
old one
mm-hmm.
on a Wii.
Yeah, and I downloaded...
But you bought a Wii and you didn't play any Wii games?
I played it a wee bit.
Get out.
These are alternative facts.
These are, I would say they're doctored. They're doctored facts.
If we're going to go back down this route, the other thing that annoys me is right after everyone was crying about fake news and how facts will be what saves us and all this stuff about how these dumb hick conservatives gobble up whatever thinly sourced articles play into their biases.
There,
yeah.
Our 23 subscribers are dumb hick.
No, this is the point I'm making is that there's this hypocrisy that the same people who are crying about fake news in this way, thinking themselves so much better than Red State whoever's, now buy into all of this completely
dumb
wild...
Hit. Wait, hold on. Dumb hit conservatives and red state whoever's.
Look, I'm not... Let me get to the end of my sentence, to the end of my point. These same people who were so condescending...
Which people?
God damn it! These same people now buy all this Russian conspiracy theory nonsense, is my point. Is that the kind of people who thought they were so much better than who they perceived as the right wing that buys into fake news and all of that... themselves buy into fake news that plays towards their biases with the Russian.
This isn't new though. I mean, there's the whole idea of is global warming a hoax? And there's
yes.
the whole idea are vaccines killer things that give you autism?
Yeah,
yes.
fake news
like,
was never a new thing.
Yeah,
it was always
like,
a ridiculous
and
thing
it's,
to prop
it's always
this
been
up.
Ridiculous on. It doesn't matter what your political leanings are. People buy into
right. No, I know exactly.
Their own
so I just
beliefs.
Thought it was bizarre that fake news became a rallying cry at all
yeah.
in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. It's
and there's no self awareness. But of course, no one has ever been self aware. But it still is sort of irksome to me that.
Yeah. Sure. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, I do think the Russia stuff is all smoke and mirrors.
It's all cloak and dagger.
Yeah. Well, it's smoke and mirrors about purported cloak and dagger behavior.
Well, I'd say it's all smoke. On the other hand, that doesn't necessarily mean there isn't fire there. It just it has.
There is a phrase that says, where there's smoke, there's fire, but I don't believe it. I don't believe the phrase, and I don't believe its application to this.
Oh, there is that phrase, where there's
well,
smoke.
Well, it doesn't say where there's smoke. Well, there's not a phrase that says, where there's smoke, there's no fire. Like, that's also not true. So there could be fire.
No, but yeah, okay. There might not be fire. I don't think there's good evidence of fire if we're going to keep sticking with this metaphor.
Wait, are you saying there could be fire but no smoke?
Yeah, of course there could be.
Of course there could be.
Okay, but...
Wait, sorry. Are you saying as a physical... I'm only saying, of course, as a physical chemical reaction, there can be fire and no smoke. I am not saying that in the case of the Russia thing, there's fire. No, there's a ton of smoke.
You know, you guys all are aware of the saying, where there's smoke, there's mirrors.
I hadn't heard it before.
No, neither have I.
Okay.
I've heard that only you can prevent forest fires.
From smoke, E the bear.
Yeah. E standing for Edward, his middle name.
No, E standing for e-cigarette. Smoked
e-cigarette. He comes from a long line of cigarettes? His family is cigarettes?
That was the whole idea.
It was a subliminal message.
It was trying to get people... smoke e-cigarette the bear.
They keep saying, only you can prevent forest fires, but please...
Please vape.
Yeah. The responsible way to smoke. But does vaping... Vaping has no possibility of starting fires? How does vaping work?
I believe it's like a vaporizer. I don't know how a vaporizer works. It's some oil. You're taking some oil and then vaporizing.
But there's no heat involved that
could
set fire.
There's heat. No, I mean, it's like saying, suppose you have a laptop that has a defective battery. That can start a fire. So certainly, like, you're vaping, if something weird happens...
So you're saying a Samsung Galaxy vaporizer
could probably start a forest fire.
Okay, great.
So that's something, Samsung really just mismarketed it. Like, their Samsung...
Yeah, they should have sold it as Tinder. Not the app. But the actual object.
You have Tinder, but then you vape it.
Yeah, you download it.
Didn't you have a sketch about this?
Yeah, I had this sketch. There's no point in my telling a sketch on the podcast, but it did end with this. It was about an arsonist, and it had these puns at the end about Match.com Tinder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were in this sketch, Hector.
Yeah.
Wait, did we perform this sketch?
You performed this at StageWorks Theater. Yeah.
Where some of our podcasts are recorded live in front of studio audiences.
At 7 p.m. sometimes.
At 7 p.m.
On June 22nd, 2015, we performed this sketch.
Wait, you remember? That was your birthday?
It was my 30th birthday. Yeah.
Oh, it was that one. Okay, yeah.
So now we know how old Sridhar is.
Oh.
Yeah, if you do the math.
I wasn't in that sketch, but I was in that show, I think.
Yeah, that's right,
because we did the jackets that were...
Yes.
Something about the cow being
vegetarian.
The cow being vegetarian, and then we did the Dorothy and Oz sketch at the end. Yeah.
I'm sure our listeners love hearing random jumbles of sketch premises.
Our 23 subscribers care a lot about us.
Well, I mean, this is a perfect moment to plug what you do, Sridhar.
Oh, do I get to plug?
Yeah,
go for it.
Okay, I am unemployed, so I spend a lot of time reading articles, getting the facts.
And
on
therefore,
Trump.
You are an expert.
I am an expert. No, I'm a member of a sketch group, Naptime. You can go to naptimecomedy.com to watch our sketches and to find out about our live shows.
Yeah.
And also, I'm on Twitter at Radish Harmers.
Mm-hmm. Did you say Twitter?
No, I said Twitter. Maybe I said Twitter.
Did you say Radish Harmers?
Radish Harmers. Radish, like the root vegetable. Harmers, like people who wish to do
harm.
But it's basically what's an anagram of your name?
It's an anagram of my name.
That's right.
Correct.
So Radish Harmers, Twitter.com. You can also find me at Portmanteau War.
Yeah.
Which is,
neither an anagram nor really a portmanteau.
It is a portmanteau.
Oh, what is it a portmanteau of?
A port of Portuguese Man O' War.
No, that's an abbreviation of Portuguese Man O' War.
Portuguese Man O' War and the word portmanteau.
No, that's not a portmanteau.
Yeah.
It's me.
Portmanteau War.
Actually, it is a portmanteau of portmanteau and war, where you don't do any blending. No.
Of portmanteau and Portuguese Man of War.
No, it's not a portmanteau.
Why is it not a portmanteau?
No, you're creating another alternative fact, Hector.
Okay.
I am curious. What is the significance of Portmanteau War? Why did you pick that as your name?
I enjoy portmanteaus.
But you don't even know what they are.
That absolutely is a portmanteau.
Isn't a portmanteau
He's fighting a war to redefine what portmanteau means.
Yeah.
I combine portmanteau with Portuguese Man of War.
That's isn't a portmanteau like a word like snicker, where you combine the end of one word and the beginning of another and blend them together?
You're
not combining the end of portmanteau with the beginning of Portuguese man of war.
Portmanteau war.
Okay. All right. No, you're right. Okay,
good.
Fine. I should have. It doesn't matter.
And Krish?
Take the beginning of one word and the end of another and blend them.
I think mine is my first name dot my last name.
Yeah, so that's portmanteau.
Wait, you can have dots in your Twitter handles?
Maybe not. Maybe there's no dot.
Okay.
I don't know.
But that's a portmanteau, right? Of your first and last name.
Yeah.
I will allow Krish's thing to be called a portmanteau.
Why?
Because it's two things joined together.
Yeah, so is mine.
No, two things joined together kind
of... In holy matrimony.
All right.
In Congress.
I didn't really know what a portmanteau is either. It's a kind of suitcase.
So then what about a contraction? If you remove the apostrophe from a contraction.
Yeah,
I still call it a contraction. The apostrophe is just a written convention, but.
But then wouldn't that be a portmanteau?
Yeah.
Like what? What's an example?
Can't.
Is that a portmanteau of can and not?
Yes.
I guess in some sense, sure.
But isn't can not a compound word?
A portmanteau is like a kind of compound word that's been blended together,
I think. Cannot is one word.
Yeah,
word
boundaries are kind of arbitrary things to decide on. Like, there's not like a fixed sense of where the word boundaries in a language.
Then there are no portmanteaus, because if there are no fixed sense of word boundaries, I could have just said
a
long word.
No, but a portmanteau takes two existing separate words and blends them together.
Yeah, just like can
and not.
I know. I said, I'm willing to say can't is a portmanteau if you want.
But cannot's then also a portmanteau.
Yeah, but I think a portmanteau generally means there's some kind of blending involved. I'm not sure. This is my sense of it.
Yeah, well, it's a mashup.
Can ends with a n and not starts with a n.
I know, I mean some blending more than just saying the one after the
other. How blend is
blend?
This is like the oolong tea conversation again.
Again, we're referencing a podcast that maybe nobody else has fresh on their mind.
Are you saying that words are on a spectrum?
Yeah, words are on the autism spectrum. Some words don't develop language till, 4 or 5 years old.
Some of them are very high functioning. Words.
Yeah. A lot of words can impress you with these savant skills, like counting matchsticks very quickly. But then when it comes to emotional reasoning or getting along with others...
Have you ever seen an autistic person count matchsticks? I feel like that's just a reference
to Rain Man. It's only from the Rain Man, I know.
Yeah.
No, actually.
Does he count matchsticks?
Yeah, there's a point where somebody drops matchsticks in.
I thought he counts cards.
Oh, well,
he does that too.
Yeah.
And that's just the ending to Rain Man.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Isn't that the last scene?
I don't know.
Wait, where he counts cards? It's not the last scene.
Well, it doesn't. Isn't it like Tom Cruise, like, oh man, I have an autistic brother? And then he's like, oh man, my autistic brother can help me with the cards.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not the last scene. It's like the sort of the third act.
Okay.
Yeah.
Out of three acts?
I don't know how many acts.
Yeah, again, much like there are not fixed word boundaries, there aren't fixed act boundaries in movies. So it's a little arbitrary.
It's fluid.
It's fluid.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to the end of our... a special episode.
Yes, before we go, I just wanted to point out that does that make a movie a portmanteau of acts?
Oh, movie is actually, this has nothing to do with the thing you just asked. Movie is actually an interesting word because it's a very childish word form. Movie is like walkie and talkie, like it's just moving picture. Like you would describe a moving picture to a child as a movie, and that's where the movie comes from.
That's like soccer is association football.
Yeah, yeah, but that one, that's weird and bizarre, but it's not so childish as movie. Like, I don't know, it amuses me.
Anyways, this is our special
talkie
episode with our special guest.
This is our talkie. This is our wordy.
Our wordy with our special guest,
Sridhar.
Yeah.
And you can find him at Radish Harmers at Twitter. Find Krish at krish.eswaran.
Maybe there's the dot might not be there.
The dot may or may not be
there. And you can find Hector at Portmanteau War.
And thanks for listening. Keep downloading, keep liking us, and come check out our show.
Yeah, we would love to see 24 of you at our next show.
Yeah.